Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. We're hoping to hear from Dan Soles and the Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. We want to talk about the CPR and first aid programs and understand that he was going to be calling us any minute now. He's also a paramedic, so that may explain it. Maybe he's on call and something has happened. And I guess that is one of the risks you take when you book paramedics. But he coordinates Hayes Green Beach's Emergency Medical Services Department and teaches these CPR and first aid classes that we were going to talk about. And we hope we will get him on very, very soon. Want to talk a little bit about the oil spill and what has happened with that. The breaking news. Do we have him with us now? We do have Dan with us. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Just fine. Well, I'm glad that we caught up with you here. I want to talk a little bit about these classes, the CPR and first aid programs at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. What can you tell us?
Well, we've been doing a program since I've been there for the past 17 years in coordination with the American Heart Association. We do that as a community outreach. A lot of people are interested in, and of course, just knowing that. And a lot of them have some job requirements for that, for daycare, group homes, and that. So we reach out to both of those groups.
All right. How many people are taking advantage of these kinds of programs, Dan?
Well, our training volumes are about 250, 300 people per year that we reach out to.
And how many people would you guess, what percentage of the population you come in contact with, know what to do if a loved one starts having a heart attack?
Well, I can tell you from practicing, not enough. We need to get out to more people. There's often enough times where I'm out in the ambulance, my partners and I, and we have issues that could have been helped out with some people who knew what to do, even as simple as knowing, you know, how to get the ambulance into their neighborhood, you know, the correct address signs, things that we teach them in the first aid part, you know, how to get to the ambulance, how to get to leaving a light on or flagging us in. Those are the simple things, up to the more advanced things, to the compressions and the use of a defibrillator. So,
we're not talking about training surgeons here. We're talking about some common sense first aid and something as simple as you're having dinner and the person across from you starts choking, right?
Right, exactly. And those instances are rare and helpful. I think a lot of people know that, haven't just seen it on TV, but you had mentioned, you know, surgeons, but use of defibrillators is done at the fourth grade level. And we've done studies, and the Heart Association has taken in, to small groups of those youngsters, and they're able to operate that as effectively as an adult. And it's
very simple. There's a four-hour course, a first aid course, Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital CPR and first aid class, and this is Saturday, August 14th. That's 2 weeks from this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. How much can you teach in 4 hours?
We can teach you everything you need to know to take care of someone until help arrives, from bleeding control, shock prevention, CPR, use of defibrillator, anything that it takes to get someone taken care of until help arrives. Very informative.
We know about cardiovascular disease and being the number one cause of death in the United States. Sudden heart attacks, if not preventable in the short notice, certainly you can increase your chances of survival, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. In terms of CPR, we have spent a lot of time with Dr. A.J. Shah on this show and actually had CPR training in studio. But for most people, I think they are surprised how simple this is. And now with the compression-only CPR option, it is a relatively simple thing.
It's very simple, and practice is what gets you into knowing what to do when someone has a cardiac event, and that's what we do for a majority of the 4 hours is hands-on. Our association pretty much mandates it's all hands-on education, not a lot of lecture, just hands-on. And Dr. Shaw does a very good job in doing what he does with that.
Well, he is still committed to have 10,000 people in this area learning CPR, and he's making inroads that way. It's a pretty immense number, but he's a pretty stubborn guy, too. Can you talk about the Hayes Green Beach program, where it's located?
The Hayes Green Beach program, we teach in the Trumley Education Center, which is on the second floor of the hospital.
Okay.
And we also do outreach to groups, to first Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, community groups, churches, any one of those that are committed to doing first aid, you know, training in their institution, we outreach to them as well.
All right. This is not just performing CPR on an elderly relative at a family reunion. This also deals with child and infant CPR, and we've all heard the stories about someone starting to suffocate or maybe falling into a pool and being revived, but it's one of those deals, I guess, where you never need it till you need it.
Correct, and certainly no one really wants to talk about those little fellows, and but, you know, we've had instances where we've had toddlers, infants that have been in trouble, and having help to them is really critical. I mean, survival of those folks is really slim to nil anyway, so having someone who's trained to go out and do that is very, very important, and that's also covered in our class.
Dan Soles, Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital, talking about the CPR and first aid training program on Saturday, August 14th. Dan, something as simple as a wound, and it may be someone has fallen, someone has cut themselves, someone has suffered an injury and an accident, and until paramedics get there or until the EMS unit arrives, you have to be prepared to step in and try to do a little bit more.
Sure. And that's the key to this. The first link in our chain of survival is early access to getting people in there to help and do things before the ambulance gets there. I mean, we're, you know, in our area, we're 4 or 5 minutes, you know, if we're in town, or we're 15 minutes when we're on the outskirts of our area. So having those folks trained is very important.
Dan, one of the questions that I've gotten a couple times in terms of CPR and first aid training, you know that someone may be facing a life or death situation, you want to help. Maybe there's a severe gash and you're trying to stem the blood flow. When do you stop that and make the call, the 911 call?
Mm-hmm. When?
When would you do that? Or do you do that first? You do that when you get things where you don't think it's a life and death situation?
You know, it depends on how many people you have there, but certainly the early access, like I said, is really important. If you're the only one that's taking care of somebody, then foremost is get some help coming to you. There's mm-hmm. nothing worse than being there and not having help coming to you. So we prefer that they get access to a 911 and then start whatever they're going to do.
Make that call first.
Correct.
All right. If someone wants more information, they'd like to register or just like to find out exactly what the program is, Dan, what do they do?
Call myself, 517-541-5912. Be happy to talk with them. Also at email, Dan Soles at hgbhealth.com, and we can set that up. And just even information groups to anybody that wants that information. Doesn't have to be specific training. We can just come on and talk to 10-minute presentations, what to do until the ambulance call arrives, or we can do the entire program for them.
All right, and that is Soles, S-O-W-L-E-S, correct?
Correct.
All right. Dan, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And
okay.
Hope you have a full house on the 14th.
All right, sir. Thanks for your time.
All right. We will be back in just a moment, and we're going to talk with Sarah Taremi. Maybe it's Taremi. Is it Taremi? It might be Taremi. Michigan State University graduate and with the Big Ten Network, Student U. Maybe you've seen those productions. And we're going to talk with Sarah a little bit about that, what that experience has been like. And what that is going to entail for the viewers coming up this fall. We'll be right back with that and much more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.